the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 6, we'll do letter number 1743. And this is Baruch Hashem dated the first day of Menachem of Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And this is also to a great rabbi. The Rebbe writes with great titles to him, Shalom Ubracha. And the Rebbe says, I am here. The Rebbe says, I'm confirming your letter of the 21st day of Tammuz. Now, the Rebbe says like this. The Rebbe also built a library. There were many, many books that came from immigrants that immigrated to Israel. A lot of these Kabbalah and very important books, people didn't have an interest in them. They didn't learn them. They didn't know them. The Rebbe was trying to collect, to save these books and also to collect for his library. And the Rebbe was very much interested in them. And the Rebbe is asking this rabbi to go ahead and try to get hold of these books. Now, our funds were scarce and they didn't have really money to go to collectors and to buy things on a grand scale. The Rebbe was trying to accumulate. Today we have this beautiful Rebbe's library, which is housed next door to 770. So the Rebbe has a wealth of books and manuscripts and old writings of the Rebbe's. But over here, the Rebbe is asking him very specifically, and also the Rebbe is asking him to ask others for this, that I am looking to fill my library also with authors of the books and the Kabbalah books, and in both from the Sephardic and the Ashkenazi. The Rebbe is saying, I'm looking for more books for my library. But the Rebbe said, it's understood that I am very limited in the means to buy these books. So in other words, the Rebbe is looking for other ways instead of just buying them. So the Rebbe says, since there are many authors in Eretz Yisrael, that author, and also there is Sepharim from that category, and sometimes the Rebbe says they are actually in private homes, sometimes they're in shuls, and nobody actually uses them. There's nobody to do anything with them. So the Rebbe says, I would be very appreciative, I would be very thankful if the effort would be put in to gather together these Sepharim and slowly but surely to pass them along to the Rebbe's library. Some places, the Rebbe says, where you cannot get them as a gift to the library, to my library, I am suggesting to exchange them for other books that we publish over here. And the Rebbe says, I just want to point out that many Sepharim from that category were brought to Eretz Yisrael, to the Holy Land, through the Sephardic immigrants that come from North Africa and Yemen and Persia. And also there are found amongst the books that have been saved and brought from Germany, from Poland, etc. And the Rebbe says, I am authorizing you to let people know about this request to all those that are connected to this. I give you my thanks ahead of time for the notice, and the main thing is for the notification, the main thing is to bring this from potential to actuality. How do you send these books to me? So the Rebbe says, you can either send them slowly, little by little, and of sure, in any event, you're not going to get all the books all at once, all the Sfarim together. And for those who require a thank you note, a thank you letter about this, for sure you'll let me know, and without a vow, that is going to be done. And the Rebbe blesses them with success to fulfilling this mission, the Rebbe's mission the Rebbe placed on him. And the Rebbe says, please confirm as soon as possible receiving my letter. That's the way the Rebbe built his library. In a lot of places, the Rebbe made. So here you see the Rebbe was trying to increase the library in a way, this would be a savior for the Sforum itself also, because as the Rebbe says, nobody uses them in the library.
Yeah.
The Rebbe could put it to good use. But the Rebbe funds were, it's funny how things changed. Nowadays, if the Rebbe needed $10 million, he would get it in like that. He'd snap his finger and get it. So there wouldn't be, it wouldn't be a problem. But in those days, at the beginning, money was a big issue. And so therefore, the Rebbe is looking for different ways, either to getting it as a gift or exchanging it for some books, some sforim that they publish over here. And, you know, in that way, you know, get it. The Rebbe will say, you know, he will thank the people that send these books.